A Paralympic surfer from Victor Harbour is now a world champ. Jocelyn Neumüller has taken out gold at the World Parasurfing Championship in California. She's just landed in Sydney this morning, about to head over to SA, and she joins me on the line. Hi, Jocelyn. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on here this morning as well.
Oh, great to have you with us. So what's it like to take the gold medal home?
I think for us, like, as a because it really was a team effort, like, it's a fantastic result. I guess we were going there to see what the best we could do. So to come away with that gold medal was a fantastic outcome.
Yeah, and this is a really big event, isn't it? There's 24 nations, 150 or so people involved, right?
Yeah, it really is like the biggest event of the year on the parasurfing calendar. So for a first time in such a competitive field was a great outcome.
Do you have many other fellow South Aussies and South Coast people with you on the team?
So I am in apprentices classification, so I have a support in the water pushing me onto a wave and catching. So I took over some crew from down south. Apart from that, there wasn't anyone else in the team from South Australia.
Oh, right. So how does it work? You've got people in the water assisting you?
Yeah, so in the apprentices classification, it's designed for people that aren't able to paddle onto a wave themselves. So I've only got function in one arm. So I have one of the boys, Matt, pushing me onto the wave, and then another catching and helping swim me back out to do it all over again.
And this is something that you actually took on because you lost function in your arm, right? You used to be a paracanoer.
Yeah, so we took up surfing just over a year ago in the midst of the pandemic when I wasn't able to get back in the pool, so trying to find some way to get back into the water and just fell back in love with surfing.
Oh, right. So you grew up with surfing and water sports being on the South Coast?
Yeah, definitely. So I was always involved in water sports, did a little bit of surfing growing up, but I guess being able to return to that feeling of freedom and enjoyment of the water was just fantastic.
I hear you're also a sailor.
I did do a fair bit of sailing growing up, and then initially I did a little bit of parasailing. So I'd still love to get back out on the water, but I guess surfing just ups that a little bit for me. But really, any way to get out on the water, I love.
Any highlights during the event, aside from winning gold, of course?
I think it was just fantastic, like the ability to connect with athletes from all over the world and also just get out there and have fun, connect with people and enjoy what the water has to offer.
Jocelyn Neumüller is with us. She's a Paralympic surfer. She's just taken out a gold at the World Parasurfing Championship in California. How is the Californian surf? I mean, it's pretty famous all over the world, isn't it?
Yeah, so we were down at Pismo Beach, so I kind of like some bigger surf, which we were fortunate to get on the finals day, but we had some pretty variable conditions with very tidal conditions, but overall it was a great event.
And it must be a challenge to be in a Paralympic sport with the, I mean, they say disabilities, but, you know, you're just utilising your body in different ways and actually overcoming all of these challenges. What's it been like managing to go through all of this and achieving such wonderful things over the years?
I think, like, the biggest thing is really just being able to adapt to different circumstances, and I guess that's what's really helped in the different sports that I've done. But I think, like, para sport in general and parasurfing just gives people that opportunity to reconnect with the community, get back out, and also find a purpose or something they'd love to do. So I think that's really important for anyone.
What's next for you, Jocelyn?
Well, I guess keep doing what we love. Like, I get out in the water because I love it, but probably get back into a little bit more training and see if we can do it all again next year.
Oh, fantastic. And so you've had a really big flight coming over from the United States. You've landed in Sydney. You're off to South Australia, coming here in a moment. I bet it's been a big couple of days.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's quite a long flight and a bit of travel to get back to LA from Pismo Beach. So it's definitely been a fair bit of travel, but ready for the rest of quarantine. We can recharge in quarantine and then get ready to do it all over again.
So I suppose you need to quarantine for a little while. Does that mean you miss out on Christmas?
It does.
Ah, bummer.
So, like, yeah, I guess that was one of the things that was a possibility going over. But overall, like, I guess I'm very fortunate that I had the team that was willing to go over and do that and make that sacrifice. And I guess that's part of it.
Yeah. So I suppose you'll be celebrating with your family online, but once you can get together with them, have you got any plans?
I think we've got organised a surfing day for everyone to go out and have fun in the water together. But it'll be great to catch up and help catch up with people that have supported the journey all the way along.
Well, congratulations. So lovely to talk to you, Jocelyn Newmiller. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.